Good morning with us is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Of course, on this Monday, all eyes toward Cleveland and the Republican National Convention. Trump, a New Yorker, taking center stage.
Yeah, typically, it's good for New York. Typically, New York is at these national Republican conventions as an afterthought. But in this case, the New York delegation is front and center in the convention hall, right in front of the podium. It's going to be New York that puts them over the top when the delegate count is actually done. It's going to be staged so New York puts Trump gives them officially the nomination, and it's going to be Trump's son, Donald Jr., who speaks for the delegation when they put him over the top.
Your other story in the paper today, which has the headline, Join Party, Gals. What's this about?
Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis, she's a Republican from Staten Island, she says that if the Republicans are hopeful in 2 years of picking up any statewide seat for the first time since 2002, they really need to have a more diverse ticket, which means putting women on the statewide ticket. New York really hasn't had many. You have Wendy Long, who's really a long shot, who's taking on Schumer this year and took on Gillibrand and lost badly a couple of years ago. But it's been since 2006 since they've had someone on the statewide ticket who mounted any kind of competitive challenge. That was Jeanine Pirro against Andrew Cuomo for attorney general. She says that really New York Republicans have a lot of qualified women and they should be tapped into and be part of the statewide ticket.
So what's going on between the governor and the attorney general? That's Andrew Cuomo and Eric Schneiderman. They haven't always been on the best of terms, but I see some warming up.
Yeah, it's really no secret that the two of them have had tension since they took their respective offices in 2011. But really, over the last year, the governor has reached out more to Schneiderman, using him to investigate cop-related shooting deaths in New York, and using him, Schneiderman is popular with the liberal wing. He's been at events with the governor pushing for the $15 minimum wage. There's speculation that Schneiderman could try to primary Cuomo in 2018. Both sides say that's not the case. Schneiderman's people say they expect Cuomo will run for re-election and that he would endorse him. Cuomo's people say Schneiderman's doing an excellent job. They're ready to endorse him for re-election. So right now it's kumbaya. The one factor, though, that could change is these investigations into Cuomo. If it really weakens him, it would not be surprising to see Schneiderman try to take the plunge.
Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays, and we greatly appreciate it. Thanks, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.
To find out more on these or other stories, you can always go to nydailynews.com.